This is episode 2443 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to day five of our series this week. This week, you are exploring loneliness. The theme is called A Loneliness Project, and you have the special challenge to connect with and reach out to others by pursuing your passions, those things that light you up and make you excited to get out of bed in the morning. This is undeniably one of the best ways to connect with others in an authentic way. So when you think about your hobbies, your talents, those things maybe you want to learn, those are pathways to reach out to others, people who may become friends, people who may become part of your circle of loved ones. This is such an important way to manage loneliness. Now, you might find that you're not able to get out quite as often as you normally do because of the pandemic, but what could you study up on? What could you research? What could you begin to learn about so that when you are able to get out there a little more, you are already prepared and learning about something that excites you? I know that for myself, the best ways I've been able to connect with others through my many moves in different locations, different places around the world, has in fact been connecting through like interests. And I'm still lifelong friends with many people that I connected with through the many places that I've had the pleasure of living. So I know this works from firsthand experience. So what is it that you enjoy doing? What is your passion? I want to share a little with you from some research, and this is research from mentalhealth.org in the UK. They suggest that you can embrace your creativity. You can share how you feel through art and creativity. Maybe for you that's writing or playing music or growing something. Anything to do with nature helps you to feel connected. Even if you're alone, you feel connected to something greater than yourself. Another great way to connect that they recommend is to do support services. When you reach out and help others in need, you help yourself. Also, take time to strengthen relationships with people that might already be in your close circle. Maybe you've fallen out of touch. Reach out to people you already know you share experiences with. And you can always express your emotions in a healthy way by journaling. If you would like a journal for this week's series, you can find that on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for absolutely a week free. So that is another way to experience loneliness by reflecting on how it impacts you, by getting in touch with your emotions. Also, remember you can seek out support. The BetterHelp app is an app that reaches you anywhere you are in the world. And they have highly trained, highly vetted professional counselors you can meet with any way that supports you the best. By Zoom video, by text message, by phone, by email, you could reach out to someone on the BetterHelp app and receive support within 48 hours. And they also do a lot to make sure that your matched with the right person. And if that person doesn't work out for whatever reason, or you want to change the counselor at any point, you can do that easily. They have such a seamless process. People from all over the world visit the BetterHelp app to seek support. It's a highly successful app to improve your emotional and your mental health. Sometimes you might even want to run something by a professional, maybe an important decision you're making, or maybe you want a little help to pull yourself out of a lonely situation. Maybe you want that accountability, or maybe you want that emotional support. Reaching out is a strength, and as a sponsor of this podcast, you can receive a full 10% off your first month of counseling on the BetterHelp app. All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/daily meditation. That's better, BETTER, and help, help.com/daily meditation. I invite you now to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. You so deserve this. So as you close your eyes, as always, gently elevate them to the point between your eyebrows. This helps to uplift your thoughts as you meditate, and straighten your spine as best as you can. And begin to notice how you're feeling right this moment. Name your emotion. This awareness is so key to helping you move forward to processing your emotions. Know that however you're feeling, it's all good. It's okay. You are safe. You are sound. All good things come to you. Mentally affirm, I choose joy. Regardless of how you're feeling, choose joy. Visualize experiences that bring you joy. Feel as though you're there. Notice your breath. Visualize how you look when you're experiencing these joyful experiences. Feel grounded in this joy. This is part of who you are. Visualize yourself reaching out to others, feeling as though there's a web connecting you with others, encircling you as you become part of what's happening in the world around you. Feel empowered to share yourself exactly as you are with others who will embrace you and your unique gifts. Visualize yourself in this joy. Focus on it every day, allowing yourself to sit in stillness, embracing joy within yourself, feeling grounded, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.